you know, I'm interested in the risk management, because where is the boundary when a risk is considered managed? Because again, that's what the barrier we're hitting at the moment with the Wales Wellbeing Bond. You know, we say that the risk is shared, we say that the risk is managed, and we're still getting clearly risk aversion to it. And that's an area I'm very interested in. I think this point again made this morning about why is good practice patchy, and why don't we pick up on, you know, ideas and use them and replicate them. And I think this has been going on for years, and it's a question. You can see Welsh Government beginning to sort of tighten up a little bit to sort of say, you know, what enables things to happen and what are the barriers. But I still think there's a real question about, you know, why isn't there some almost a bit of stick to sort of say, you know, you must address these problems in a way, and therefore, you know, look at these examples that are working elsewhere. I was interested in the Auditor General saying that he was going to appoint leads for sectors, and obviously that would be very interesting to hear more about, you know, the lead for the third sector, so we sort of welcome that. I think these conferences have been really good, and it's interesting that I was talking this morning to a representative from the Scottish office here and, you know, comparing what they were doing. I came to the conference last year as well, and you can see WAO, you know, developing this role, clearly being proactive, clearly thinking very much about how it supports and links with the whole public service across Wales. And I think it's looking, you know, incredibly useful. And I think, you know, for the third sector, a very positive sort of challenge. I think going back to that point about, you know, sort of common language, because, you know, again, one of the problems we quite often have is the third sector, you know, sort of monitors, evaluates things in a slightly different way, and therefore we can't evidence things quite often, or we evidence things in a different way, and it doesn't carry across. And so I think that sort of rigour and a very helpful sort of objective observation and support and help in developing thinking would be really, really welcome.